Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a podcast and webcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with Gene Phelps, senior writer for the Daily Journal. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling kind of like a senior today.
Welcome back.
Is it time for me to graduate?
Yeah. Different kind of senior, Gene. You've been gone a couple of weeks.
Just a couple of weeks. Don't ever say he's been gone permanently.
No. Thank goodness you're still with us, Gene. Yes. But thanks to David Wheeler and Kedrick Story for filling in while you're out. But Gene's back. And we have the webcast back. I believe we had issues with it last week, but we got it figured out this week. Again, it's a webcast and a podcast, so if you missed this webcast and want to watch it, check out the replay at djournal.com, or if you just want to listen to it, check it out at preprally.djournal.com. You can also listen for free on iTunes or your podcast app. Again, we come to you every Wednesday talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. By the way, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Okay, Gene, let's get to it. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to cram into this show.
Yes.
It's that time of year. Crazy. A lot of sports are going on. Baseball playoffs. Let's start with that, Gene. They start Thursday.
No, actually Friday.
The regular season just wrapped up pretty much for everybody last night, Tuesday night.
Yeah, they play a game one Friday, game two Saturday. Third game, if necessary, would be played Monday. Right now, I'm just trying to sift through the brackets and see who's playing. They're not all filled in yet. I go to the High School Activities Association website. It's the best clearinghouse for that. A lot of that information is not on there yet. And it gets kind of confusing when you look at the numbers, like four, who's one, you know, plays where. We do have a lot of the pairings. We got those last night. I'm going to have to sift through them to figure out who's hosting Friday, who's then you go on the road.
Yeah, because they go back and forth, don't they? Yeah.
Right. And some people have scheduled time. Some people, you know, for all three games, even the third one, if it's needed, they've already scheduled. Some of them don't have a time. Of course, you know, weather factors into all this, too.
Yeah, we could get some rain later this week, I believe.
Yeah. So. And, but in class 1A and 6A, you only have three teams going from each division.
Right.
So what you've got is you had teams that had byes and will actually not play until next week while the twos and threes from the divisions play each other.
So teams like Tupelo, for instance.
Tupelo is playing tonight in Wednesday, their last regular season games, and then they take about a week off.
A Wednesday game. Don't see many of those.
No, you don't. It's actually a division game. It's against Columbus. I would think they would win that pretty handedly, probably with their JV if they wanted to. No slap to Columbus, but I just think, Tupelo's turned it around, had a fairly decent finish here to the end of the regular season and won its division and gets essentially a week off.
Right. And then everybody else, four teams from each division make the playoffs. So in those classes, everybody gets going, like you said, on Friday.
Yeah.
What are some of the big matchups we're kind of looking at here in the first round?
Well, I don't know. You got ones playing fours and twos playing threes. I don't like those one playing fours, but, you know, those usually are slaughters. But in 1A, you got Tupelo Christian. Well, I tell you what, Tupelo Christian plays Hickory Flat. Pine Grove plays Biggersville. Faulkner plays West Union, Myrtle plays Thrasher. That's in class 1A. Those are twos and threes playing each other.
Okay.
In 2A now, we've got Ingomar and Bruce, which is an all-area matchup, Calhoun City and Walnut. East Union, which has had a really good season. They weren't even favored, I don't think, to win their division. They won it, beating out Ingomar, and had a really good season. They play Winona.
Yeah.
Potts Camp. Is playing Riverside, East Webster, Mantachie, kind of an all-area matchup there. Real quick, we'll go through 3A. North Pontotoc plays Velma Jackson. Alcorn Central plays Independence. South Pontotoc, Yazoo plays Yazoo County. Kossuth plays Charleston. Morville plays MS Palmer. Morville's another team that's had a great year.
Yeah.
Hatley plays Humphreys County. Boonville plays Water Valley, and Nettleton plays Eastside.
Okay.
So a lot of 3A teams playing ball this week. In Class 5A, you had the byes in 5A also. I forgot about that.
Right.
You got Oxford got a bye, and of course everybody knows about Oxford. Saltillo's our other entry in 5A, and they play Vicksburg in a series.
Okay.
This week in a starter. And of course, we mentioned Tupelo.
Well, looking at some of these teams, Gene, we have a pretty good idea of who some of the stronger teams are and right. who has a shot of winning state. You think of 4A. We talked about them. Teams like Houston.
Right.
Really strong. Oxford is strong again. They played a tougher schedule this year, and I know they went like 30-1 last year. They've got more losses this year, but they played a tougher schedule, so they'll certainly be ready for the rigors of the postseason. Right. Who else are you looking at?
Well, you got to look at Morville, and you got to look at Kossuth.
Mm-hmm. Both in 3A, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the bracket enough to know if those two could possibly meet up in the final, in the what we would call the North Championship game,
right.
To go to the series. But they are two of the better 3A teams without a doubt.
Right.
Really good pitching, good hitting, had a good series during the year. They're about even from that standpoint. Like I said, East Union. They've really had a good season, won about 18 or 19 games.
Right.
Played Tupelo really close.
Yeah,
Tupelo,
yeah.
I think, needed a walk-off single, I read, to beat East Union last week. So how far can Tupelo go? We'll see, according to how they match up and how tough 6A is up here.
6A is usually pretty tough. Certainly, you got some teams like Madison Central that tend to be pretty good.
Yeah, Clinton. Like that. Should be an interesting don't know a lot about the 1A teams. I'm going to consider it a toss-up.
Well, you know, TCPS is usually in the mix deep into the playoffs with Will Lowry there. Has a good program. Myrtle's usually pretty strong. Any dark horses? I guess you could say East Union. Maybe at this point they're not because they won the division, but you mentioned they were not favored if they beat Ingemar on Sunday to win the division. And, you know, maybe in 2A they're a team that could sneak up on some people.
I think Nettleton in 3A. I think a Nettleton would be a team to watch. I think Tupelo could be a dark horse.
Okay.
And if they get the right pitching and hit. Those are probably two teams I would say that might go a little further than we expect.
Okay. All right. Well, baseball playoffs, again, they start Friday. Look for our coverage in the Journal. Softball playoffs also start this week, Gene. Thing is, at this moment, as we're talking, we don't really know the matchups, do we?
No, we don't. I haven't seen really pop up on Twitter. You know, when you're dealing with as many schools as we deal with. And of course, I go to the clearinghouse, which is the high school activities, and that information is not filled out. You know, we got some of the usual suspects. You've got Morville. You've got Nettleton in 3A. I think those teams are going to be really good. I think Morville's looking to get back down to the championship series where they'll probably face Philadelphia, the defending champion that beat them in 3 games last year. It'd just be interesting. I mean, any of the softball, we've got about 6 or 7 teams that Mike could do some damage. I haven't seen Mantachie play. I want to see them play. They're probably one of the better teams. Could be a surprise team coming out. Could go far.
Okay.
Got a lot of young players, a lot of good young players. So I'm interested in seeing them play.
That starts Thursday for softball, right? Is that Thursday or Friday?
I believe that's Friday.
Okay.
What they do is they'll play.
Yeah, today's Wednesday, so Friday.
Yeah, the highest seeded team gets the option of playing at home on Friday or playing at home on Saturday and possibly playing the if needed game too. So some coaches like to host and go ahead and go up 1-0 and they'll take their chances on the road.
Yeah.
Some like to go ahead and play on the road and come home and try to win too if they have to.
Okay.
So there again, that's one of the reasons there's a drawback. They're having to wait to see what the coaches decide on what they want to do.
Yeah.
So you've got who's playing who, we don't know, and what are they going – some coaches are going to decide to play at home, you know, the the higher seed, and so you just have to wait.
Okay.
And they're not calling us to make that decision. They're calling the high school activities.
Right, right. Okay, so, I don't know why I'm stuck on Thursday. Nothing happens Thursday, people. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, rain.
It all starts Friday. Yeah, we'll get rain. The fields will be nice and soggy for Friday. when the playoffs start for baseball and softball. Real quick, Gene, before we move on, powerlifting, they had the state championships last weekend down in Jackson. Had some area teams win titles, Pontotoc, Oxford, and Bruce Boys, all winning state, and East Union Girls win state. And that kid from Kossuth had a good showing, didn't he?
Hunter Switcher.
Hunter Switcher, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've written about him before. He's the kid that had the hunting accident and blew off, like, the essentially the back of his leg or lower right leg.
Yeah.
He's lifting without a calf muscle and does some unique things to get his strength in and not to put the tight pressure on there that he would have some kind of catastrophic injury again with that leg. Really nice kid. And, yes, he won his third consecutive state championship in his weight class. I think it was 146, 148. And the thing that really impresses you is he's never lost in a division, North State, or state competition. And he's lifted for 3 years. So that's 9 championships for him in his weight class. He's won every division championship, every North State, and every state that he's lifted in.
That's pretty good.
Pretty impressive. Nice kid, too. Young man, not a kid.
Would you call him one of those corn-fed Kossuth country boys?
He would be.
I guess. Anyway, so, state powerlifting there. Let's move on to football, Gene. It's April, so why not talk football? Because, hey, spring football is going on for a lot of schools, including Tupelo. And I'm looking at it here, Gene. You had a story in today's paper about Tupelo spring football getting underway. They got some guys to replace, don't they?
They do. A little funny story of the other day, John Pitts, our sports editor, was asking me, what are you writing about today? I said, I'm going out to Tupelo to do a little spring football. And he goes, oh, good, you'll have the baseball coaches mad at me.
Nah.
But hey, spring football is a spring sport.
It's Mississippi. It's football, people.
And Tupelo is our largest school in the area, so I thought I'd go on out. I know I'm going to be busy the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I probably won't make it back out to Tupelo for football.
I'm
pretty sure I won't.
Yeah, once the playoffs get going, it's kind of hard.
Absolutely. You get with tennis and golf and all the things that we probably won't have an opportunity to talk about today. But they've got a lot of players to replace, and they had some good. They'll lose some good ones. Daniel Bristow, of course, quarterback, 3-year starter, guy played, led him the championship game as a sophomore. They've lost a lot of offensive line. They lost some really good defensive linemen, good defensive back, Radarius Edwards. But Tupelo played some young players last year, and those players are coming back. One of those I wrote about was Jaquarius Williams. He's a running back, and he rushed for nearly 400 yards and a couple of touchdowns last season. Really impressive with his speed and his quickness and his low to the ground. I figure he's about – I don't have the roster here, but he's probably about 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
Super quick. He can run lateral and straight ahead. He's really going to figure in to their running game this season.
Yeah.
And they're really excited about him. He'll be a sophomore. Another player who's coming up, and now that Bristow's gone, they had a ninth grader last year who played on the ninth grade or the freshman team, Stefan McClellan, who's a quarterback. He's 6'2.5", weighs 230 pounds.
Well, he's a good looking prospect there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And so he's getting a lot of work this spring. It'll be interesting to see how he develops. He's got a lot to learn. The game's really quick for him, and the coaches were talking about that yesterday. He's not used to the speed of the high school game, and of course, Tupelo's got some really good players, and so he's going up against some of the better defenders around. And he's got a really good arm, and I think you'll see him in his size running the ball some too.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he's a pocket passer, dual threat. I mean, with his size, like you said, he could probably bowl some guys over.
Yeah, and that's still a job that's up for grabs.
Sure.
I think a couple of guys that are quarterbacks are on the baseball team, and I don't know how much they'll get in. They've got to focus on baseball. So it gives the younger guy the opportunity to get some snaps that he wouldn't normally get as many if some of the other guys were back. So, spring practice underway for the Golden Wave.
The season starts August 19th. They'll host Clarksdale. They got a tough non-division schedule there, Gene. They open with Clarksdale at home. Then they host Corinth. So two good teams there normally. Visiting county rival Shannon. usually right. is going to be pretty tough. Then Brandon comes here. I don't know what Brandon has coming back this year.
Yeah, they were good last year, and yeah, they're usually decent every year. I mean, they're right there. They're one of those teams that's they're either all in or right on the fringe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. With Madison Central, Clinton, Pearl, and those teams down there that you see every year.
Okay. All right. So Tupelo football spring practice is underway. Check that story out in today's journal or djournal.com. Gene, let's talk a little hoopage here now. We're covering about every sport, it seems like, because we had some coaching news last week, I guess it was. Devin Hill, basketball coach at Itawamba AHS. He had coached the boys and the girls. He'd coached the girls, the past three seasons.
He had, yes.
And won a state championship in 2014, his first year at the helm with the Lady Indians. Stepping down as coach, Gene, and didn't really give a reason why, did he?
No, he didn't. He seemed to indicate that it was just kind of a mutual parting of ways. Sometimes you're in a job and you think it's maybe this is a good time for me to leave.
Yeah.
He didn't hold any animosity to anyone. He said he had a great time there. He just thought if he was going to leave, this would be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
I think he would like to get a job here in the area.
Sure.
I believe him and his wife and three children, I think, live in Tupelo. Okay. Devin's really an excellent coach and really found his niche coaching the girls team. And, you know, he won that state championship and he beat a Bay High team that that was kind of like, you know, they were like the Patriots, of girls basketball, that classification. And they had all the top players and the recruits and everything. And he did the only thing he could. He just played tough man defense, and he beat them by 1 point. Yeah, that's like all that matters.
It was like a 43-42 defensive struggle, wasn't it? I remember.
And just a superb effort. And they really played well. If you know, you remember they're in that division with Pontotoc and Shannon, both had really good girls teams three years ago and usually have good ones every year. And Itawamba is kind of like the number three team in that division. And got to the division tournament at Itawamba, and Pontotoc slaughtered them.
Yeah.
And then they just turned around, went on a run, and didn't lose another game.
Yeah.
And beat probably maybe one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah. So Devin Hill, again, he came 4 years ago as the boys' basketball coach and assistant football coach. Then the next year took over as girls' coach. So you kind of wonder, you know, he's got some different options. He's obviously done different things. Just don't know where he's going to land or what he's going to end up doing. But he does want to coach, definitely, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He wants to coach. He said that was in his blood. That's what he has always wanted to do. You know, the question is, will something open up for him within driving distance, or will they be packing up and moving, or will he maybe settle for something else for a year till something opens up?
Yeah. Well, he's a good coach. So with Devin Hill, I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere. Time now, Gene, for Athletes of the Week. We do this every week. We recognize a couple of athletes, a male and a female, who've done particularly well in their sport over the past week. So, Gene, let's start with the female athlete of the week.
Well,
who we got?
Well, I'm gonna wimp out and do something on what I covered. I was really East Union's girls won the state powerlifting championship.
Right.
First time ever.
That's right, first time.
So let's give a big prep rally salute to East Union's girls.
So the whole powerlifting team.
Yeah.
Athletes of the week. We'll do it.
Athletes. Yeah. Female athletes of the week. That's pretty impressive.
That is, yeah. And first time to win, yeah.
Yeah. And then we talked about him earlier, Hunter Switcher.
Hunter Switcher.
We'll give him this on the end of his powerlifting career.
Yeah.
And maybe his athletic career. And he went out on top.
Yeah, won the 3A title in his class.
In his classification.
Good deal. So East Union Girls Powerlifting and Hunter Switcher, Kossuth Powerlifter. It's the strong people.
It's the powerlifting love. Yeah. Well, we've got, the way I look at it, we've got about five more weeks to honor tennis, golf, baseball, and softball.
That's true. And then I guess once all the seasons are over, we're still going to try to have this going on during the summer. We've just got to. Yeah, it's not going to be. We won't have athletes of the week, but
we'll think of something.
We'll find a way to fill the time. There's always something to talk about. So that does it for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks again for tuning in. Again, it's a webcast and a podcast. You can watch it at djournal.com. Watch the replay if you missed it, or if you just want to listen, listen to it. It'll be up later today, and every Wednesday afternoon. at preprally.djournal.com. Also, you can check it out on iTunes or your podcast app. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps and send us an email with your comments or questions, preprally@journalinc.com. And be sure to check out our other podcasts here at the Journal. Double Coverage is an Ole Miss and Mississippi State podcast with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. Normally every Thursday. This week the guys can't get it done till Friday. They've got some stuff going on Thursday. So the new episode of Double Coverage will come Friday afternoon. And The Memo, of course, with myself and W. Derek Russell, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. New episode today. You can check out both of those podcasts on iTunes or your podcast app, and also online. Double Coverage is at doublecoverage.djournal.com. The Memo is at memo.djournal.com. Follow Gene on Twitter, at Gene Phelps. I'm at Brad Locke. And that's it. We'll be back next week. Baseball and softball playoffs will be underway. We'll look at what's going on there and whatever else is happening, Gene. So good to have you back, Gene. There's no cheering on the podcast. No cheering in the press box, no cheering on the podcast. Sorry, Gene. All right, we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for joining us.